You know, it's difficult because a great many studies have shown that you can measure how much you know about a subject by how much vocabulary you have for it. When I was growing up, they used to say the Eskimos had 400 words for ice and snow. And a while ago, I read that they had only 136 words. And I got talking to a scholar, and he gave me a list of the vocabulary of the Eskimos for snow and ice, and it was 36. Still, it shows a real knowledge of ice and snow. When you think of the fact that we have almost no language for love, maybe 6 words. So it makes you wonder. Makes me wonder. I was married to a woman named Michiko. Michiko Nogami, who died. And this is written about the villa we lived on a Greek mountain. Old, falling down, 19th century building. And it starts out with the same problem with language, trying to find an equivalent to what you're talking about. It was extremely hard for me to try to say what I want to say in this poem. So it starts out talking about you have to come at it sideways. Finding something. I say, moon is horses in the tempered dark, because horse is the closest I can get to it. I sit on the terrace of this worn villa the king's telegrapher built on the mountain that looks down on a blue sea and the small white ferry that crosses slowly to the next island each noon. Michiko is dying in the house behind me. The long windows open so I can hear the faint sound she will make when she wants watermelon to suck, or so I can take her to a bucket in the corner of the high-ceilinged room, which is the best we can do for chamber pot. She will lean against my leg as she sits so as not to fall over in her weakness. How strange and fine to get so near to it. The arches of her feet are like voices of children calling in the grove of lemon trees, where my heart is as helpless as crushed birds. For me, the point is not to say, pity me, that's a sad thing that happened. What I try to do in the poem is trying to say it was wonderful to be there, to be that close to her, to take care of her body at its final stages, to pass across the border of decorum or politeness or courtesy. And you enter an intimacy that is a blessing. I don't mean it was not terrible and what we call heartbreaking, but that's not the point. The point is something valuable was there, and you miss it if you just think about how long I cried afterwards.